You're listening to an African Elements top news story for May 19th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why the HHS OCR reorganization threatens Black civil rights. The Department of Health and Human Services announced a major change. This restructuring happened on Monday, May 18th, 2026. The agency completely reorganized its Office for Civil Rights. This major restructure reinstated the Conscience and Religious Freedom Division. The division exists to defend religious liberty in medical settings. The move quickly drew intense scrutiny from patient advocates. Civil rights organizations and health privacy groups expressed deep concern. Health policy shifts often create massive waves across the nation. This action represents the latest chapter in a long struggle. The ongoing conflict centers on medical access and provider beliefs. President Donald Trump currently oversees this major administration shift. Department Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. officially announced the restructuring. The action strongly aligns with a larger conservative ideological framework. Supporters argue it protects medical professionals from severe moral violations. Critics argue it creates massive barriers to necessary medical treatments. The Office for Civil Rights holds significant federal enforcement powers. The federal agency can investigate complaints and issue financial penalties. The office can completely withhold federal funding from non-compliant hospitals. It can also refer criminal cases to the Department of Justice. These enforcement tools make the reorganization highly consequential for patients. The focus of the office dictates how healthcare laws function. This recent restructuring signals a definitive shift in federal priorities.
The current healthcare headline is built on a long foundation. The underlying medical conflict dates back more than 50 years. It began shortly after the historic Roe v. Wade decision. Senator Frank Church sponsored the first National Medical Conscience Clause. This pivotal federal legislation officially passed into law in 1973. It protected doctors receiving federal funds from performing certain procedures. Healthcare workers could legally refuse to perform abortions or sterilizations. They could decline if the procedures violated their religious convictions. This rule formed the primary cornerstone for later medical refusal laws. These foundational historical protections remain fully active today. Representative Dave Weldon expanded these vital protections decades later. The 2004 Weldon Amendment created even broader federal healthcare exemptions. It prohibited discrimination against entities refusing to provide abortion services. Government agencies could not penalize hospitals for these moral stances. Recent federal rules have attempted to expand this definition further. The term healthcare entity now includes almost every medical participant. It covers individual physicians, health maintenance organizations, and insurance plans. Recent interpretations even include community pharmacists and medical laboratory technicians. These broad definitions allow massive health systems to deny specific care. Corporate boards can impose their moral objections on entire communities. The word sterilization carries a heavy and painful historical weight. This reality is especially true for the African American community. The 1973 Church Amendments addressed forced medical sterilizations directly. Lawmakers sought to protect doctors from performing involuntary surgical procedures. However, Black women experienced a much darker reality regarding medical consent.
Medical institutions frequently targeted them for cruel, coercive sterilization programs. State governments often used sterilization for explicit racial population control. North Carolina specifically targeted Black women to reduce public assistance roles. This dark history drastically complicates the modern debate over medical refusals. Civil rights activist Fannie Lou Hamer named these procedures Mississippi appendectomies. Doctors frequently performed involuntary hysterectomies entirely without patient consent. Medical students often used vulnerable Black women for surgical practice. In 1973, a federally funded clinic sterilized two young Black sisters. The Ralph sisters were only 12 and 14 years old. Therefore, the right to refuse care remains a highly complex issue. The legal protection of refusal often intersects with deep racial injustice. Historic systemic racism often failed to live up to expectations regarding bodily autonomy. Federal healthcare laws must balance provider rights against severe patient vulnerabilities. The 2026 reorganization splits the federal agency into three distinct divisions. The first is the Conscience and Religious Freedom Division. The second division handles general federal civil rights enforcement. The third handles health information privacy, data, and cybersecurity. Secretary Kennedy framed this major change as a return to core missions. He stated the restructure would combat pervasive anti-Christian bias. The current administration seeks to remove what it calls ideological overreach. They strongly aim to protect traditionalist views in medical settings. Yet, this organizational change occurs alongside a massive workforce reduction. The Federal Health Department plans to cut its total staff significantly. Officials ordered a devastating 25% reduction across the entire agency.
This means eliminating approximately 20,000 vital government health positions. Major federal cuts happened at several primary national health organizations. A substantially leaner workforce means fewer investigators for important medical cases. Public health experts warn this reduction will severely delay complaint processing. The Civil Rights Division already faces a massive administrative backlog. Fewer resources will likely slow down vital racial discrimination investigations. The federal agency workload has shifted dramatically in recent years. The office received a record 51,000 complaints in 2022. This represented a massive 67% increase over 5 short years. The vast majority of these complaints involved severe privacy violations. 66% of cases focused heavily on health information privacy. 27% involved civil rights issues like systemic racial discrimination. Only 7% involved specific conscience and religious freedom disputes. Despite this data, the new structure heavily prioritizes religious freedom. Privacy advocates worry deeply about the severely underfunded cybersecurity division. Hackers now cause 80% of reported healthcare data breaches. Federal inquiries into these dangerous digital breaches have soared significantly. Medical data leaks can publicly expose highly sensitive patient information. Poor digital security places vulnerable patients at severe personal risk. Patients absolutely need strong privacy laws for sensitive medical procedures. They require total protection so their medical history remains completely confidential. A reduced federal workforce severely threatens this necessary digital security. Black women face a severe maternal health crisis in America today. They are 3 to 4 times more likely to die. These pregnancy-related deaths occur much more often than for white women. An incredibly high percentage of these tragic deaths are entirely preventable. Broad conscience protections could easily worsen this existing mortality crisis. These federal rules allow doctors to refuse specific emergency medical interventions. Providers might deny life-saving reproductive care during highly complicated deliveries. A doctor could legally refuse to perform a necessary tubal ligation. They might decline this critical procedure even during a cesarean section. Broad religious exemptions may allow hospitals to withhold emergency contraception. Critics passionately argue this prioritizes provider beliefs over actual patient survival. Systemic racial bias often leads to the dangerous dismissal of Black pain. Adding religious refusal rights creates another dangerous systemic medical barrier. Organizations heavily emphasize that healthcare non-discrimination is absolutely critical. Strict federal enforcement prevents providers from using religious exemptions unfairly. Unequal medical care directly contributes to the rising maternal mortality rate. Strong federal government oversight is absolutely necessary to protect Black mothers. EIT. The recent restructuring significantly changes how federal civil rights are handled. The Civil Rights Division faces a dramatically reduced professional staff. It must also adopt a completely new colorblind enforcement approach. The federal administration explicitly shifted the fundamental focus of this division. Leaders ordered the division to address race-based discrimination entirely differently. They removed critical language acknowledging systemic and historical racial factors. Social justice advocates strongly oppose this new colorblind federal mandate. They fiercely argue it ignores the root causes of healthcare disparities. Many federal employees working in diversity roles permanently lost their jobs. The administration forcefully terminated these positions early in the year. The current administrative focus prioritizes eradicating perceived religious bias instead. Historical legal analysis shows conscience laws rarely protect Black medical providers. These federal policies often overlook the shift in the political narrative regarding modern racial struggles. The government historically ignored Black religious objections to systemic racism. Current federal enforcement strategies seem heavily focused on very specific theological agendas. Minority communities often find themselves entirely unprotected by these federal rules. Dr. Cohen, the current federal administration relies on a specific conservative ideological framework. Secretary Kennedy heavily emphasizes a concept officially called biological truth. This new policy defines sex as an immutable biological classification. It states clearly that sex is determined genetically at conception. The ideological framework strictly limits sex to a male and female binary. The Health Department uses this strict definition to guide all federal programs. The policy explicitly rejects the federal recognition of modern gender identity. It legally states that surgical interventions do not change biological sex. The federal administration labels previous inclusive policies as severe ideological overreach. This perspective entirely removes federal protections for gender-affirming medical care. It also actively excludes transgender individuals from sex-segregated medical spaces. These administrative moves have a profound impact on marginalized patient communities. LGBTQ advocates fiercely argue this framework promotes harmful medical discrimination. The definition explicitly prioritizes conservative ideology over comprehensive medical care. Conservative policy blueprints strongly advocate for removing these politicized federal mandates. They repeatedly claim this restores basic common sense to the federal government. Dr. Cohen, the status of the Conscience Division acts as a political pendulum. Republican presidential administrations traditionally centralize and strengthen these conscience protections. Democratic presidential administrations tend to decentralize them to prioritize patient access. During the Bush administration, officials finalized a strong right of conscience rule.
The Obama administration later rescinded most of this specific federal rule. They successfully argued it heavily interfered with patient access to contraception. During the first Trump administration, Secretary Alex Azar created the division. The Biden administration eventually dissolved it to de-emphasize care refusal protections. Now, the second Trump administration has firmly reinstated the controversial division. These continuous political shifts cause significant confusion for everyday healthcare providers. Local hospitals constantly struggle to keep up with changing federal compliance rules. The underlying congressional laws remain on the books regardless of presidential leadership. However, the internal agency restructuring determines how aggressively laws are enforced. A dedicated federal division signals a highly aggressive federal enforcement strategy. Destroying Yonohdu. The 2026 organizational restructuring represents a major victory for religious conservatives. However, it raises deeply alarming questions for numerous marginalized patient groups. Black Americans face very unique threats from weakened civil rights enforcement. The massive 25% staff reduction further complicates the challenging situation. Far fewer investigators remain to protect vulnerable patients from illegal discrimination. The national fight over healthcare definitions will certainly continue for years. Everyday patients must navigate a medical system increasingly influenced by ideology. The critical balance between religious liberty and equal access remains incredibly fragile. Leading civil rights organizations continue to monitor these federal developments very closely. They actively prepare for extensive legal battles over patient care access. The hidden history behind these headlines reveals a deep national divide. The ongoing struggle involves defining the moral responsibilities of American healthcare. The final outcome will heavily shape medical access for future generations. All citizens must stay highly informed about these crucial federal policy changes. Copyright, African Elements.